So it's really the New Testament idea of the Nazarite, right?
Because the Nazarite had to avoid wine. So the intoxicating influence.
I think there's another important thing to say when we look at the role here in 4 or 5. It will show me the ultimate place where a godly sister will end up if she is married. It's, I live and you live in a world where the enemy is ever attempting to take us out of the sphere in which the Lord would have us to operate in. I realize, again, and I'm going back to our comments earlier, that some of these verses will be difficult to make the connection for a sister whom the Lord has not given a husband yet. I'm quite aware of that. But this is where the Lord is leading. In those cases where He has, as we've had this morning, where marriage has been entered into, this is where the Lord would lead one to carry on His work for Him. We read these various things. To be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I don't know what that last phrase means to you, but it means to me that we're carrying Christ through this world. This world is watching you and I. Believe me, if you, for those of us that are married and are believers and have children, the world is watching how we conduct ourselves. What kind of a testimony are we sending out? That's what it really involves here, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
I might add to this, Chuck. Although it is not features for, it's features about a young married woman. Mm-hmm. But I truly believe that we can benefit for those that are still not married.
Amen.
To show certain qualities, if I can just add a few words to it, because it's very essential. He's telling us what a young woman should be, a married young woman. But how about these single sisters? Because the subject is in relationship to them. That, you know, young men are beholding, they want to see certain features in them. And I would like to suggest this, that we can always benefit by taking features, although they're not recorded directly at me, mm-hmm. but it is something that should conduct every believer. Mm-hmm. See, when you talk about the features of the elder, you cannot say, well, I'm not an elder, I can do whatever I want to do. No, these features should be seen in everyone. God is expecting maturity in the life of every believer. But what can I benefit from this, for this, since the scripture is talking about the young sisters first? That the young sisters, one of the features of the young sisters, that they should have a heart of love. It is a very important feature in any person that is looking at a single sister or a single or a young man, is to have this heart of love. First, love for God. Second, love toward the saints of God. Mm. Affections in a relationship is extremely important, but most and foremost is love toward God Himself. The second thing I like to suggest, yes, one of it is obedient to the husbands. But I want to tell you this. From my own perspective, when I was dating my dear wife, I didn't see her as being obedient to me because I wasn't her husband. But one thing I took hold of it, that she was obedient to her parents. And because she was obedient to her parents, I rested assured that she's going to have this quality in our household together. And that's how you look at these things. Although you might not be married yet, but the feature that you will become a great asset in a house is when you are living an obedient life before God and being obedient to your parents right now. Mm-hmm. And this is what people observe, believe me. If somebody will observe somebody's not being obedient and my way or hit the highway, I feel for you because everybody's going to stay away. But it is a matter of submission, and that spirit of submission, obedience, can be observed in the life you live right now under the roof of your parents, so that the name of God will not be blasphemed. It's a way we live. You know what James said? Because of you, because the way we behave, we utter the name of God and we live in a different way. Because of you, the name of God is being blasphemed amongst the Gentiles. It's a very solemn responsibility that if I confess Christ, it is my responsibility to live as a Christian young lady a Christian young man, or else people would look at us and say, you confess to be Christian? You must be crazy. You do worse things than me. May the Lord help us to be sober and to live a godly life that is in tune with the testimony of God.
Thank you, John, because I couldn't express it that way. Those thoughts needed to come out. The heart of love, the obedient one. Let's bring it back to a little bit about what we were looking at this morning. Maybe you think you found Mr. Wright or Miss Wright. You think the Lord has directed you to this one. How do they act in relation to these things now? I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to change after you get married to them. If the young man that I'm looking at is a bit of a rebel or a tyrant or somebody that is strong-willed, I want you to remember, dear sister, that you, before the Lord, are saying, I will be subject unto him, and I will obey this one. Those are big words. What kind of a person and what kind of a life is that going to be? Switch it for the young brothers and find a sister that speaks her mind. She says exactly what she thinks to anybody that gets in her way. You're going to live the rest of your life with that. How careful we have to be. How important then, we said it this morning, to wait, to go slowly, and to see these features of Christ coming out in one in those years or those months, and I'm going to say years, it's better. We didn't wait years, my wife and I didn't. I don't want to tell you how long we went together. But to see the features of Christ coming out in one before you say, I will go with this man, or I will marry this woman. Because the temptation in the world is going to be this. Okay, it's not working. Pretty simple. We'll get a divorce. Does that happen amongst those that we're in fellowship with today? Yeah, we see it. That is not the answer. The answer is to look carefully, to be guided of him, and to have our hearts open to the leading of the Lord in these decisions.